Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This morning we talk with Sarah Knight of Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont. Northshire also has a store in Saratoga Springs, New York. Sarah joins us for our book picks for this week. She's traveled around the literary globe to collect these tomes. After spending lots of time reading dozens of books and studying up, she joins us this morning with a terrific list of books to share. And Sarah, it's always wonderful to have you with us. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe. I'm happy to do this. Before we get started, I'd like to do a little plug for our Manchester store. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we are having Louise Penny, the mystery author, for the paperback of How the Light Gets In.
That is.
We are very happy to have her, and we are also excited about all the festivities that went on at our Saratoga store today with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's it's crazy. That'll be the book. Well, it's happening as we speak, and people are getting together, and she'll be there in the noon hour, which is a major event. But while that is sold out, certainly go see Louise Penny and the Manchester store. She's a fantastic author, and the new book, which I've read, is just great.
Yes, her new book is The Long Way Home. It doesn't come out till the end of August, but I'd like to do a short plug for How the Light Gets In. Louise Penny has become a favorite of mine, and this summer one of my goals is to get more people introduced to her because she's such a wonderful writer. Her series takes place in the eastern township southeast of Montreal in a small fictitious village called Three Pines. Her first book, Still Life, kind of set up the village, the people, the characters. And for such a small village in nine novels, they've had a lot of murders. And when they have a murder, the police from Montreal travel down there, so we get to know several of the police officers and their families and their lives. They're wonderful. And How the Light Gets In, which I think is her best so far, which I say with every book, there is trouble in the homicide department in Montreal. Captain Chief Inspector Armand Gamache has lost his assistant, Jean-Guy Beauvier. There's lots of bad feelings. There's lots of petty infighting against Gamache. He receives a call from Myra Landis in Three Pines, the village, that a friend's arrival is overdue, and she doesn't want to share with Gamache the friend's name. One of the quirky characters, Ruth Zardo, in the town, knows who the person is but won't tell anybody. So Gamache goes out to find a place for his loyal colleagues to hide out and also to find out what happened to this person who was overdue. The setting is wonderful. The characters are wonderful. It's dark and light, good and evil. But at the end, there's always it's light. She's a wonderful writer. She reads a wonderful tale, and I can't say enough about her.
And she's also a delightful person to meet, just a real sweetheart. And she's going to be at the bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock talking about and signing the new paperback, How the Light Gets In. And Louise Penny will be at Northshire. And again, you can find out more by going to northshire.com. Next on the list, Sarah.
Next on the list is a book that's been translated from the French. It was billed as a French literary thriller and apparently is very popular in Europe. It's called The Truth About the Harry Kubert Affair by an author named Joel Dicker. It's set, of all places, in New Hampshire. A young author, after his first mega hit, has to produce another book. He's having terrible writer's block. So he decides to visit his mentor, and who's also a famous author, in New Hampshire and see if he can't help his writer's block. After he arrives there, the bones of a young 15-year-old girl who went missing in 1975 are found buried in the older writer's yard, and he is subsequently arrested. The young writer decides that what he'll do is he'll write a novel based on the case, cure his writer's block, clear his professor's name, and go on with his life. The novel becomes much more successful than anybody had thought, and it's a great fun. It's not a literary read in the sense of Alan Furse, but it is a great fun. There's lots of twists and turns, quirky characters, each of whom could have been the killer, and this is explored in the book. It's a paperback original, and it's really fun. If you're looking, we have customers who shop here all the time, and then customers who come through in the summer, and this is one of the books I put in their hand. And so far, everyone has said very favorable things about it.
The Truth About the Harry Kubert Affair by Joel Dicker. Next on the list.
Okay, what would summer be without the latest Daniel Silva?
Absolutely.
I wait every late spring, early summer for his book. I set aside time. I don't make dinner. I don't do anything. I just go home with the book in hand and sit and read. The Heist is, I believe, his 14th book. And this is a little bit different because it involves an art heist and a search for a stolen altar by Caravaggio. Of course, Gabriel Alon, art restorer, spy, agent, assassin, is called in when a former British diplomat is tortured and murdered to find out exactly what's happened. And he says sometimes the best way to find a stolen masterpiece is to steal another one. So they steal another one to catch the crooks who are using fine art as a commodity in the international criminal dealings, drugs, people smuggling, arms especially. Gabriel Alon gets all his crew together. All the people from his other books are back again, and it's a very fast-paced caper that has Syria's involved, Israel's involved, Venice is involved, and it's just wonderful. I couldn't put it down.
The Heist by Daniel Silva, now out in hardcover. Next up is another hardcover.
Yes, next up is another hardcover. It's called Bittersweet. It's by Miranda Beverly-Whitmore. This is set in Vermont. That's what attracted me to it. It's set in northern Vermont around, I would say, Shelburne and north in that area. A scholarship student named Mabel goes to a very elite woman, East Coast College, and her roommate, who is quite wealthy, invites her to spend the summer at the family's estate in Vermont. Mabel finds the lifestyle intoxicating. She has new friendships. She has a boyfriend. She wants to belong to this very rarefied world. But, and there's always a but in these books, there's a dark underside to this wealthy family. Greed, violence, madness. And she begins to piece together the secrets. She has to make some hard choices on her own. I love this book. It has very gothic overtones. It's mysterious. It's set in summer, the descriptions of sailing on the lake, the landscape. I was there. I was there sitting, watching over everybody as the book unfolded. It's a very good summer read.
Bittersweet by Miranda Beverly Whitmore. Next up.
Next up is a true crime cold case novel. It's called Fetch the Devil, The Sierra Diablo Murders and Nazi Espionage in America by Clint Richmond. Torture, murder, intrigue, deception, and Nazis. In 1938, the wife and daughter of an explosive industry executive were found shot to death in a Texas desert, 120 miles, I think, from El Paso. The El Paso police were called in to investigate, and the sheriff, a man named Chris Fox, ended up spending part of the rest of his life trying to piece out what had happened. He never did, and he died without solving it, though he has a good idea. And actually, the case is still unsolved, but Clint Richmond, a newspaper reporter, also had found some declassified FBI files. And so he has more information than the El Paso police does, and he puts together a plausible account of what probably happened. Richmond relates the husband, the father of the girls, affair with a Hollywood showgirl, the kind of murky world of the munitions business. There's a Russian con artist who claims to be royalty, and he just changes appearance and takes advantage of all kinds of people through the book, and he's a real fascist and not a good guy at all. And then there's Nazi spies in San Francisco and a spy ring in the Southwest led by a German doctor who is a very mild-mannered, non-assuming, person who everyone thinks is just a doctor. He runs a spy ring of Nazi and Japanese agents throughout the Southwest and into Mexico, and is really a seriously bad guy. This is a really good read. It's a true crime case, and I would recommend it. Several people at the store have read it, and we all are crazy about it.
Wonderful. It's Fetch the Devil, the Sierra Diablo Murders, and Nazi Espionage in America by Clint Richmond. And finally,
there's a new series by Timothy Hallinan, who's a mystery writer. He has three series. And his latest is a series about Junior Bender. Junior is his first name. He's been a burglar since he was 14 years old and never caught by law enforcement. He's in Los Angeles. He has a moral code about who he will and will not rob. But he has come to the attention of the criminal underworld in Los Angeles, who know his code of ethics. And so when they have a problem, he becomes a private investigator to the LA criminals. And they coerce him in one way or another into solving their problems with other criminals. There's four books. They're all paperback originals. There's four books in the series. The first is Crashed, where Junior Bender is blackmailed by a crime boss to find out who is sabotaging his porn movie business. I mean, what could be more fun?
It sounds fun.
The Little Elvises, about an aging movie mogul who wants to be proved innocent of murdering a nasty journalist. Fame Thief, a mob boss, also a crime head, wants Bender to investigate what may have been a crime 70 years ago. And the latest one involves Herbie's Game, involves a murderous conspiracy with Junior Bender's mentor. These books are a laugh aloud a minute. They're well written, they're well constructed. Hallinan knows how to tell a really good story. He keeps the action moving, and the dialogue is to die for. I pick up any one of them, and I think you will smile and just laugh as you read it. They're fast reads.
Tim Hallinan is the author. It's the Junior Bender series, and they are out in paperback as well. For more information on the books that Sarah has mentioned, you can go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You can also go to northshire.com. Northshire Bookstore is in Manchester Center, Vermont, and Saratoga Springs, New York. Very busy place. Today they have the Hillary Clinton event going on. Hillary Rodham Clinton signing her book, Hard Choices. That is sold out, but it is going on in Saratoga Springs in the noon hour today. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, it is Louise Penny at the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont, signing How the Light Gets In by Louise Penny. Sarah Knight, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
You're very welcome. I love doing this. I love reading. You know that.
I do indeed. Sarah, you're a delight. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.